Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about invest your money in the construction projects globally. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, cat hats, shirts, shoes, watches, accessories for your phone, anything with the cat logo and branded stuff? Go to this website, which is affiliate link, which will help pay for this podcast, at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. When we think about investments, we come across all sorts of investment avenues that are liquid as well as non-liquid. However, not many consider investing in construction projects globally as a good investment option. There are strong reasons attached to that, which is why people are usually deterred to invest in investment projects in foreign lands. One of the strongest reasons is that you do not have a direct control on the project, and it may become difficult to monitor the progress of the work by being away from the job site. Other than having a direct control, the other reasons also include political turbulence, company getting dissolved, and so on. However, these reasons can't be considered to be too big for one to deter investing in globally, and can also are always be worked out before you end up investing into one such project. There are, of course, are a few do's and don'ts that need to be checked first before taking the decisions of any major investment in a foreign land. First, check the variability of the project. You can definitely invest in projects that sounds to be viable. Alternatively, if the project has all the proper sanctions from different authorities of that country, there is probably no reason why it may get blocked. Investing in such projects being in a decent place can still be a good option. However, you also have to check your benefits in it. You need to first measure your risks and returns that you can expect from the work at its completion. It will be worthy to take such risks where you know that it will fetch a good return. There are many American investors that have invested in chunks of money into various foreign projects. In this case, they do not have to deploy their men for the work, and if there is any hurdle that shows up during the tenure of the project, that will be managed by a construction company who has been undertaking the work. Here in Texas, we got all kinds of different Spanish companies that have building highways around here, you know, and doing it. So, you know, they're investing in Texas and United States by coming over here doing projects. Next, reputation of the builder matters a lot. When an investor has to invest the money into construction projects, he definitely checks the credentials of the construction company who has taken up the work. In the same way, while investing in a construction project outside U.S., you have to check the credentials first. Meet the representatives of their company, do some research on their previous projects, and by that, you will get to know how big the construction company is and if it is prudent to invest in the projects constructed by them. Reputation of the construction company should speak louder than anything else, and that should be the signal for you to go ahead with them. Next, stay away from countries that have political unstableness. You invest in foreign lands will bear fruit only if you put money in a country that is politically stable. And there is no fear of the government getting overthrown by the rival politician or political powers or the army of that land. Investment of any kind in a political unstable country is too risky and not even worthy to take that risk on. Again, invest globally. You know, I mean, research, 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 research. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.